Starting Bezos Hashem, Daf Mem Test. It's the final Daf in Masechta Saita. And we are going to begin four lines up from the bottom of Mem Ches Amid Beis. And the Mishnah had been discussing a lot of different things that occurred as concurrent with the Mishachar of Beis HaMikdash, with the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. And where we're up to is one of them was that Pasku Anche Amana. And there were no longer anchei amana. Some of Yitzchak. What are anchei amana? Elu b'nei adam shehin ma'minim ba'kadosh baruch hu. Okay, meaning b'nei people that have amuna, that have proper amuna. The Tanya. So before we go further, what we're saying is now that after the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, we lost the people that had amuna. Now there are other places in Shas, Sigmar had it in Megillah or Tainus, where we discussed that anchei amuna were. Were Pasku Anche Amuna before the Chorban. Here we're saying it's after the Chorban, and there was difference. If you remember the Gemara, there answered that there's a Pasku Anche Amuna where it was Maso Matan. Then in business, people were no longer trustworthy. They were not honest in business, but they still had Amuna, and then now we're up to. So we see these two go hand in hand, that you can't be, you can't bifurcate. If you're dishonest in business, eventually, as far as a klal or a kahal, that eventually. It affects the overall amuna. D'tanya, Rabbi Elazar HaGadol Omer, kol mi sheyesh lo pas b'sal, a person who has bread in his basket, so you have enough food to eat for your immediate needs, v'omer ma'alchol l'machar, and he's busy worried about what he's going to eat tomorrow, eino ela miktane amuna, so this is a person who does not have a lot of amuna. V'hinu, v'hainu, d'amar Rabbi Elazar, ma'ay dechsev, the pasuk says, ki mi boz l'yoyim katnus, mi garam l'tzadikim, she tizvazvez, she yizvazvez, shulchanon la'asad l'avay. Okay, who causes, meaning that they're not going to, it's a lashon that they're going to ruin in a way their table, loss of love. The table refers to the schar. We've seen the story of the gold leg of the table that represented the schar. The schar, they got a piece of schar. Gemara Bracha said they got a piece of schar from a piece of schar. It was a Ruchanina, the leg, the gold leg of the table. Okay, now that represented a part of the schar that they would have gotten. So again, this idea that it's a shulchan, loss of love. So again, why are you losing some of your schar? Because you didn't have the proper amunah. So that is katnu shahaya bahen shalei aminu b'kadosh baruch hu, because they didn't have the full emun. Rava Amar, that what is this pasuk of kimi baz liyam katnus, is going to learn in a different way, that who is going to be mevazvez, essentially, that is going to denigrate a little bit, that elu katane b'nei rishay Yisrael, that these are the children of the risham of Yisrael, she mevazvez in din avi la'asad lavai, that they are going to be mevazvez, the din that came on their father, la'asad lavai. Now what happened was, is that these children had died because of the chatam of their father. So they're going to be mevazvez that didn't lost love. What does that mean? I mean, Lefana, they're going to say to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Rebbeinu Shalom, Me'achar sha'ata also the paramehen, if you were going to pay back eventually, Lama hikesa shinehem bam. Why did you take us away, the katanim, to punish the gedolim ba'olam hazeh? You shouldn't, the way Rashi explains it is you should have, if you're going to punish them, now they're going to get olam haba. So it came on our cheshbon. We're the katanim. We got killed because of the avon of the fathers. And now they're going to get schar because they already got their punishment by Olam Hazeh. So that is the Yevaz Vizu, that is the Lashon of Kimi Vaz L'Yoyim Katnos. That is referring to the Katanim that are going to be Mevazvez in the din of what happened to their fathers. Amar Rabbi Loi Bev Yevrachia. Il Moli Tfilosoi Shel David. So if not for the Tfilah of David, it's not 100% clear how this next memra attaches to the rest, but from there it's going to be a bunch of memras of Rabbi Loi Bev Yevrachia. That Il Moli Tfilosoi Shel David, how you call Yisrael Meichre Revav. That all of Klal Yisrael we would have been selling revav, which is like grease salesmen, essentially. Okay, a very, very low profession. We would not have the ability to be the doctors and lawyers, or we wouldn't be able to be skilled. If not for all that came b'schus the tefillah of David. I guess the way it connects is that we were concerned about mekatanei emuna in regards to having, we're talking about having parnasa, so having bread, having mezain, having parnasa. So again, we're going here, we're talking about the parnasa of Klal Yisrael. That if not for David's tefillah, we would all have been in very, very low profession. Shemar, as the pasuk says, Shisa Hashem Meira. Okay, the pasuk before, and Rashi gives us a preview. This is the end of the pasuk. The pasuk before says, Ki loyla netzach yishgach evyoin. That evyoin, poor person, will not be forgotten forever. Tikvas anavim toiva la'ad. And then it says, Shisa Hashem Meira lohem. Hashem gave, or will give, Meira is like a profession, mastery, that they will be able to not just be grease salesmen, but they will be able to be successful in all sorts of different trades. So that was the tefillah of David. If not for the tefillah of Chavakuk, how you base Tamid Chachamim miskasim betalos achas, that we would be so poor that two Tamid Chachamim would need to share a blanket, would need to share a shirt. But iskim atarish and emaras, the pasuk says Hashem shamati shemachal yiresi Hashem paalecha bekerev shanim chayeyu. So that is the way that we read the pasuk is bekerev shanim chayeyu al tikra bekerev shanim. Ella bikiruv shenayim. Two close together. We're going to have to share one clothing. And it's interesting that the Marsha brings down that David HaMelech was going on the general Am. If you look, he was talking about Kol Yisrael. David, how you Kol Yisrael mecher rabbi, we wouldn't have any profession. And then Chavakuk was given extra bracha because the Talmid Chachamim weren't working anyway, so they needed a separate bracha, not in the working class of people, but that they shouldn't be poor either. And that was the tefillah of Chavakuk, said the Talmid Chachamim, if not for Chavakuk's Talmid Chachamim, then two people would have had, two Talmid Chachamim specifically would have had to share a blanket. Rabbi Eloi bar Yevrachia. So now we're connecting these memories because it's Rabbi Eloi bar Yevrachia. Shnei Talmid Chachamim hamahalchem baderech. Two Talmid Chachamim that are traveling. They may name Divrei Torah, and they're not learning, they're not discussing learning. Ra'uin li sarf ba'esh. They're right to be burned by fire. Shnei As the pasuk says, by Yehema Holchin, this is talking about Elisha and Eliyahu talking, and there was a fire in between them. By Yehema Holchin, Holoch v'diber, v'hine rechav esh. Okay, that there was a rechav esh. Taima de eka dibur. The whole reason why it's a rechav esh, why they didn't get burned, is because there was dibur that they were talking in Torah. Like a dibur ru'in li'sarf, they would have actually gotten burned. It was just a rechav esh, that like a wall of fire in between them, but they didn't get burned by it because they were learning in Torah. Two Talmid Chachamim, again, these are other members of Reloi Bar Rav Yerachia. Two Talmid Chacham living in one city. They don't bounce halacha. They don't sharpen each other. They don't work together, discuss halacha with each other. Then echad meis ve'echad goyla. One will die and one will go into galus. Meaning the one who's going into galus will kill b'shegig the other guy. So the two of them, one will end up passing away and the killer is the other Talmud Chacham, and that's what it represents. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Lo nush shama reteach asher yitzach esreel b'vlidas. So it says that he'll kill his friend b'vlidas. What does das refer to? Ein das el atayra. Shenemar, nidmu ami b'vlidas. That my nation is desolate. They don't have das, meaning there's no Torah there. I'm Rabbi Yehuda b'rei de Rav Chia. Kol Talmud Chacham ha'osek b'Torah mitoich hadchak. A Talmud Chacham who learns Torah from Anius, when he's poor, tefilas nishmas, his tefillah will be heard. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Kiam b'tzion yeshev Yushalayim, the nation is sitting in Yushalayim, b'chol le'sivcha, chanun yechancha l'kol za'aka, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will grant you to the kol za'akecha, that's your tefillah, kishmaitzoy anach, when you kishmaitzoy anach, that Hashem will answer. Well, he will hear and he'll answer. What does it say? So that's talking about the fact that Hashem will answer the tefillah. And what does it say afterwards? V'nas Hashem lechem lechem tzar umayim lachatz. Right? That bitzar and in lachatz, very, very little food and sustenance. So again, we're connecting the two. Rav Avoh Omer Masbiyanaisai Mizev Shechina. That it's another, the pasuk continues in Yeshaya there, that he will get Masbiyan, he will get sustained from the Ziv Shechina. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, V'hoyu einecha roi oisis ma'irecha. In continuing the pasuk, Amar Af Ein Pargun Nino Bufanav, that the pargun, right, that the wall up in Shemayim is not going to be closed. The mechitza is not going to be closed between Bufanav, meaning the person who learns Torah mitoich hadchak mitoich aniach, but yichanef oid meracha. Okay, that he will not be covered beknaf. That's the lashon of beknaf as if of mechitza. Okay, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Eimer, Mishum Rabbi Yeshua, Miyom Shechar Beis Hamikdash. So we said Ein Yoim. We said that each day, every day gets worse. That's what we're up to. We said, Ein yoyim she'ein, miyam shechar b'es ha-mikdash, Ein yoyim she'ein b'ikkala, v'lo yoran ha-tal avracham, nital tam ha-peris, v'yis yom raf nital shuban ha-peris, etc., etc. So now, Amar Rabba, b'chol yoyim v'yoyim, meruba kilasa mishal chaver. We're talking about how gefarlich it's going to be, or it was after the Chorban, and how it continues to be. So Rabba says, so each day, the klala is worse than the previous day. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, this is in the Teichachon Kisavik Baboikir Teimar. In the morning, you're going to say Mitein Erev. I only wish it would be night. Uve Erev Teimar. And at night, You say, Mi yitein boker, I wish it would be morning. So the Gemara wants to understand, if you just read the pasuk like I just did, which is wrong, then, hey boker, ilim e boker de lo machar, if you're saying at night, oh, I'm in such tzaras right now that I wish it was morning, me'echetesi, it's going to get any better. Mi yada mayhava, elo dechal. So you have to say that it's going on the previous, meaning in the morning you're going to say, oh, it's so much worse now in the morning. Last night was better. And at night you're going to say that the morning was better. That's this idea that the klala gets worse and worse, that it just continues to get worse and worse. And you're previously trying to wish for the last matzav, like the Palestinians trying to fight the last war. Okay. Ve'ela alma amai kam mekayim. So if this is taka true, that from the time the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, that things just kept on getting worse and worse and worse, we're here 2,000 years later. Like, how is the world still standing? Okay, that's a lot of bad. So the Gemara says, very interesting, that Kedusha de Sidra, Yehesh Me Rabba Da Gadata. That is the Kedusha of the Sidra. Now Rashi goes, a little bit of a long Rashi over here. He says, Say the Kedusha, Shalai Teknua, Elishiu Kol Yisrael, Oiskin Batayra. That the Sidra of Kedusha, not the Kedusha of Shemoneh Esrei, but rather b'chol yom davar muat sha'imer kriyasoi v'targuma. It's the kedusha we say with the targum. It's the kedusha of Avodah Zarah. Now, because that is something that everybody says, and it's with the targum, you have this double benefit of kol yisrael iskim b'tayra together. V'hein kol iskim b'tayra v'kivan shenoyeg b'chol yisrael b'tamidim uva'ami ha'aretz v'yesh kan shtayim, says Rashi. It's a double benefit. Kedushas Hashem, the Talmud Torah. Since it's Kedusha, it has Kedushas Hashem. And you have the Talmud Torah as Chavav. And therefore, that is one of the two things that give us the schar. The other thing is, v'chein yehesh mei rabba mevarach, sh'ayin achar hagada sh'darshin derish barabim. That, you know, when we darshin barabim, v'chinin abana kasha aymer, rasa kodesh baruch l'zakas yisrael, we normally say a different hagada, we'll get there in a second. And then, on that Kedusha, the Kedusha d'rabbanon that we say after the learning, meaning since everybody had been participating, that's an idea, again, it's these two things have this double benefit. It's Torah, and it's Kedushas Hashem and it's Torah combined together. The Kedusha that comes after the learning of the Torah is a Kedushas Hashem together combined with Torah, and Beskar, those two things. And what we see here, it's clearly, it's the Kedusha that we say after, Rashi made it a point to say that it's Bechol Yisrael, Tamidim Uva'amei Ha'aretz. It's the collective, it's not the individual, it's the fact that all of Klal Yisrael is participating in both this double benefit of learning Torah and the Mekadeshim Shemayim. So that is on these two things, the double benefit for these two things, the Hainu for the Kedusha that we have in Vol Tzion and the Yehesh Mei Rabbah of the Kaddish that comes after learning. So those two things provide the benefit and are able to stave off the further the denigration of our world. And even though the Klala is Marbe, we're still able to survive. There is a little bit of discussion. The Rambam brings in two different places as far as when do you say this Kaddish. So we know, right? We say, it's interesting, I don't know if you ever thought about it, right? We learn Mishnayis, and really, and the question is, on the Torah itself, could we say the Kaddish? And then we read another Mishnayis, which is an Agadata. That's a Mishnayis, it's a Mishnah also, but it's an Agadata. So what's pshat? That the answer is, it fits very nicely into what we're saying over here. And again, there's a little bit of a steer in Rambam how to understand this. Can you technically say a Kaddish to Rabbanon after learning, let's just say regular Mishnayis or Gemara, or just hearing a shir, or why do we say the Rechinim Menakasha Omer? And it fits very nicely into this idea that we want the Yehesh Mei Rabbah to be, we want the double benefit. It's something that it's a Yehesh Mei Rabbah, but something that all of Klal Yisrael is participating in the Lehman of the Torah. All of Klal Yisrael, everybody can understand and participate in Agadata Gemara. And therefore, even though, yes, it's Mishnayis, and if you learn Mishnayis, you're going to say Reminim Chinim and Akasha, because we want to end with Agadata. It's a better Kaddish. It's a Kaddish Me'ula. Why? Because everybody's participating in it. And we see that's what's keeping the world going, is the Lima Torah together with the Kiddushim Shemayim. But it's not just the Lima Torah. It's the Lima Torah of the fact that it's something that everybody can learn together, whether it's the Kedusha of Avodah Zarah or the Agadata of Rechinina ben Akasha Omer. That is what keeps, that is what's able to stave off the effects of this klala that continues to just grow each day. Shenemar, okay, again, so that is the Kedusha, the Sidra, Heshmei Rabbah, that's what keeps the world going. Shenemar, as Pasuk says, Eretz Afsa Kamay Eifel, that it's dark, like pitch black, Tzalmaves, like death, Veloy Sidaram, okay, Veloy Sidaram, meaning that, what does that mean? When is the world pitch black like death? That is when there's no Sidrei Parshiyos Torah, when there's no learning. Hayesh Sidarim Tefiyah Ma'ifel, we can emerge from the darkness. So again, the darkness here represents the klala that we had after the first place of Mikdash that continues to build on itself, we're able to emerge from that. Okay. V'lo yavrad tal lebracha. So after Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, we didn't have tal do lebracha. V'nato tam peres, and we lost the taste of the fruits. Tanya Rishon Ben Elazar Omer. Tara, once we lost tahara, but la tam v'reach. The tam and the reach of the fruits went away. Why? Says Rashi. Haperes reichem shemitoch shayu taharim v'noyhagen b'tahara af HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitaroi peresem v'reach ra umitam ra. That it's the tahara of Klal Yisrael that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to remove the reach ra and tam ra of the peres. So as soon as tahara was bottle, once we lost this idea of tahara, so now there's nothing with which to remove the impurities and the negative effects that are in the fruit. Meiser, once we lost Meiser, Bittel Shuman Duggan. We lost the Shuman Duggan, right? Fest the Duggan, grain. Rabbi Huna Ashkach, okay, so we have a story over here. Rabbi Huna Ashkach Tumrasa Dechaninusa. Rabbi Huna found, he came across a special sort of Tumrasa is a date, Dechaninusa. It's very like creamy, juicy, Shmeina, Rashi says. And it had the Reach Toiv, and it had the Tam Toiv. It was like the date from before the Beis HaMikdash type of dates. Shakla, okay, he took this date. Karcha Besurje, put it in a napkin. Asa Rabba Bere, Rabba's son came. Amarle, so Rabba, his son, said, oh, Marichna Recha Dechaninusa. Okay, that I can smell the taste, the flavor, the smell of this geshmaka date. Okay, now again, we see here that we lost the ability to understand or to appreciate the reach of the date. Because here, his son, Rabba's son, came along. Rav Huna, right? This is Rav Huna's son. Rabba came along and he chopped that his father had this juicy date in a napkin. Amarle bini tari yesh b'cha. So Rav Huna said to his son Rabba, he said, "I can tell you have this tara because you're able to sniff it out. You're able to smell it. You have the tara, so you can smell it." Yahava niale. So he gave it to his son. He saw that his son had an appreciation, so he gave it to Rabba. Adahachi asa abba berei. So then Rabba's son Abba, so Rav Huna's grandson, the story started with the grandfather. The grandfather saw Rabba by Rav Huna, his son, that his son had an appreciation for the date. He gave the grandfather gave his son, the father, the date, and then the son came across his, right, who was the father, came across his son, who was the grandson of Rav Huna. Also Abba Berei of Rabba Shakle Yave Nile, he gave it to him. Amarle Bini. So the grandfather, right, Rabba, Rav Huna came back to Rabba. The grandfather came back to the father and said, "I don't understand. Amarle bini samachta es libi. On the one hand, I'm happy that you reached a level that you could sniff out the tara on these fruits. However, vi kesa eshinai. On the other hand, you blunted my teeth. You knocked out my teeth, meaning that it was a little bit of a gut punch. Why? Because we see that you love your son more. If you weren't going to eat it, I gave it to you. I appreciate it. If you weren't going to eat it, so at least give it back to me. But what did you give it back to your son? So what do we see? Hainu da'amri inchi rachme da'ama abinei, that a father has rachmanas on his son. Rachma da'bnei abonai on his sons, the havalei. So he doesn't reciprocate. He doesn't have the same rachmanas back to his father, but it does get passed down generation to generation, like it did in this story. Rav Acha bar Yaakov itfil be Rav Yaakov bar Barte. So Rav Acha bar Yaakov, he raised his grandson, his daughter's son. He raised him. Ki gadol, when he grew up, so he had already gotten older. Amarle, so Rav Acha bar Yaakov told his grandson Ashkayin Maya, "Can you please bring me a cup of water?" Amarle. So his grandson said to him, "La brechana, I'm not your son. No, I don't have to bring you the water." Behind the Amr Inchi, so people say, "Rabbi, Rabbi, barbarta, barbarta chana." Rabbi, Rabbi means I raise you. And barbarta chana, yet, like, whoa, you're only my barbarta. Okay, and therefore, you're not going to get the same level of kibbut av. Now, it sounds like here that the grandson was going to his grandfather, albeit his mother's father, okay, he was going to his grandfather and saying that I have no chi of kibbut av. There's actually a discussion in the post-poskim whether or not there is a chi of kibbut av for the grandfather or not. If you look at Rashi, a very interesting diak in Rashi. Rashi says barbartach ana. It's the Rashi right before the Mishnah. Ve'ein alai lechabedcha kiben. I don't have to have the same level of kibbut av. That's the diak. Sounds like the diak is from Rashi, that there is some aspect of kibbut av. And Chassam Sofer brings down very nicely. He says that what's going on over here? That the grandson was learning. So like this, If it was a father, so then he would be, it's the kibud av is doicha, the son's learning. So he would have had to bring in the cup of water. He wasn't coming back and saying, I don't want to be mechabed you. I have no appreciation for you. What he's saying is that it's not, I don't have a mitzvah to be mechabed you like a son. So I'm not going to get up and bring you a cup of water and be mevatel Torah. Because, again, ein alai lechabedcha keben. It wasn't lack of appreciation. It's that my learning of the Torah, the kibud av that I have, would have for you, since it's not a full kibud av, it's not a father, so therefore I'm not going to be mevatel Torah for that. Zucked the Mishnah.
You brought him up. What about Parasatov?
Yeah.
Just ask for a drink of water.
He was busy learning Torah.
Yeah. And why do we make the bracha if we don't have your tal lebracha anymore?
I mean, we still want to have a lebracha, but it's just not the same. It's not the same bracha. It's not the same level. The pulmas shall aspanaisus. So now we're going to discuss different gzeris. Again, it's a little bit of a depressing end. We'll see. There's a extra girsa at the end of the Masech, a little bit of a depressing end of the Masech de Saita. So we're discussing now all the different gzeris that they made based on the situation, the matzav got worse and worse. So before Mishal Aspenaisus, that was Vespasian. When Vespasian's army came, Gozral Taras Chasanim, right? The Chamum were Gozer, take away certain aspects of Simcha. So Gozral Taras Chasanim, we'll have to see what all these things are. Taras Chasanim, Vala Irus. That they said, no more Ataris Chasanim, no more Iris. But Poma Shel Titus, 52 years later, when Titus came, that was the final one, Gazra Ataris Kalois, they took away Ataris Kalois, for Shla Yilmar Adam as Bino Yivonis, a person should not teach his children Yivonis. But Poma Shel Acharein, the final regiment that came after Titus, Gazra Shla Tetsi Akala Vapirion, a Kala should not go out Be'apirion. Okay, that is a like some sort of canopy. B'sei Chayir, Rabbi Seinu Hitiru, the Rabbi Seinu allowed it. Shetetzei Akala Be'apir, and they say that she should go B'tei Chayir. We'll have to see why they reinstituted saying she should go out with him. Mishmeis Remeir, Batlu Moshe Meshalim. When Remeir died, so these were the people who were able to give proper Meshalim with which to teach Torah. And Rashi brings a couple of examples. We had Tav Kasu B'Shari Bina. It's a certain level of understanding. Moshalim Meshalim, Kigayim, Memshalah Shoyalim. In Sanhedrin, the famous Meshalim with the foxes, there were different Meshalim given there. That's a way to give over Torah and a way to give over different aspects of Torah. Mishameis Ben Azai, Balu HaShakdonim. Shakdonim means the people that were Sheiket Al Dalsos Beis HaMikdash, Laila V'yom. Right? Real Masmidim. Right? What is Ben Azai? What does he say? Moesa? He didn't get married? Why not? Nafshi Choshka B'Torah. He was the masmid. He was the real deal. So they lost that shakdanim. Mishabez ben zoyme batlu at darshanim. We lost darshanim. These are people who were bekiyam. Rashi says betamei amik rois. Then this is ben zoyma loisachisi shetayam yitzias mitzayim baleila such a darsha ben zoyma in brachas. Okay, but mishabez Rabbi Akiva batlu kavod atayra. We're going to see different levels of kavod atayra than mervato. Now when Rabbi Akiva died, so kavod atayra was batlu. What was the Kavod HaTorah of Rabbi Akiva specifically? What was his midam Kavod HaTorah? The fact that he was Derish, he was nice and libe lidrish kol koitz v'koitz and every ice. Like we know, we just had it recently that Rabbi Akiva is the manamar who's Derish the vav. Okay, so that aspect of Kavod HaTorah, that it's not just we read a letter and we learn halacha, but it's that every letter of the Torah, every tag, every koitz, right? Every tag of the laning, everything can be darshaned to give us a deeper understanding fundamentally, and that is more kavod HaTorah. We lost the anshei maisa, and those are people who were able, b'moifsim, Rashi says, b'tuach b'cheshivosai, v'oisem maisim mufloim. Okay, Mishmeis Rabbi Yosi Katanta, Pasku Chasidim. We lost the Chasidim when Yosi Katanta died. Lomine Krishmei Katanta, Shaya Katane Shah Chasidim. He was the last one. Okay, but he was the final one. Mishmeis Rabbi Yechanan Ben Zakkai, Batul Ziv HaChachma. Rashi says he doesn't know what it is. We lost some sort of splendor of Chachma. Mishmeis Rabbi Gamliel Zakkain, Batul Kavod HaTorah. There's another Kavod HaTorah that's Mevatul. This is a different one. This is the Kavod HaTorah that the Gemara brings down in Megillah, that until he died, there was a certain Brius. There was a certain strength. The people learning Torah, they were able to stand and learn. And once he died, then people had to sit down to learn. So again, that's another aspect of Kavod HaTorah. Umesa Tahara, an interesting lashon. Tahara died. What does that mean? Tahara went away. Some Farshim say that it won't come back until Tchias HaMesim. That's why we say Umesa Tahara. Uprishus, Misha Mesir B'Yishmal, Beren Pa'abi, Batlo Ziv HaKohuna. Okay, he was the one that he was a Chacham Asher, and the Kaihanim used to eat at his table. So Batlo Ziv HaKohuna, the fact that you got to be in the club. He had a special club for Kaihanim. So they lost the splendor of the Kohuna. Misha Mesir Rebbe, Now, when Rebbe died, batal anava v'yirascheit, we lost anava in yirascheit. It was no longer anava v'yirascheit. Now, it's interesting. Who is Masada? This is in the Mishnayos. Who's Masada in the Mishnayos? Rebbe. So Rebbe's writing Mishemes Rebbe? No, it was his Talmidim that added this in later. Mishemes Rebbe, that they say that his Talmidim added this in Achar Misa. Now, there's a girsa here. The question is whether this is very much continuation, whether it's a braisa on Tanur Rabbanon, or just a continuation of other examples of the Mishnah. Again, we're watching that as Chachamim, one by one, as they were nifter, we lost, certain things became batal from us as a society. Tanur Rabbanon, Reb Pinchas ben Yair, Armi, Mishchar Beis HaMikdash, Boishu Chaverim. That the Chaverim, right, these were their upstanding righteous citizens, they're the Chaverim, right? They're the ones that kept the Truma properly. So then, Boishu Chaverim, they became embarrassed, Ubnei Chayrim, V'chafu Rosham, and they hung their head. Okay, essentially, that Azeponim and Mamzerim got to rule, says Rashi. Nildaldulu Anshe Maisa. They became weaker. Nildaldulu, like poorer, weaker. Anshe Maisa, right? Upstanding citizens. V'gavru Bali Zroya. And you had gangsters took were the ones who was taking charge of Bali Lashon. V'ein Dorish. Okay, and you had Bali Zroya, Bali Lashon. V'ein Dorish, right? Lashon Hara, Bali Lashon Hara. V'ein Dorish, name of action. Nobody was looking. There was nobody to turn to. V'ein Shal, Ami. V'ein Shal. There was nobody to ask. No Dorish, no Dorish. Nobody was asking the Rabbeim. There was nobody to ask. Abi Lanu Lehishayin. Who can we rely on? Only Al Avinu Shashmayim. We're showing that how bad society got. Well, Zergad Ol Emir Yom Shechar, Beis HaMikdash, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Sharu Chakimai Elohavi Kesefraya. Everybody went down a level. So your Chachamim became like grade school. Your Pilpulim, the Chachamim that were able to really learn, became like, like grade school Rabbeim. Kesefraya. Kesefraya, Chazanaya. The Sefraya got downgraded to become like Chazanim in the Beis HaKnesses. Okay, essentially that was one level less. Chazana kama da'ara, the Chazanim in the Beis HaKnesses, they became like Amaratzim, v'ama da'ara. Okay, Amaratzim is already the lowest on the totem pole, so they were Azla b'dildala. They just became Wurtz level of Amaratzim. There's nowhere to go from there. V'ein shal, v'ein mavakish, okay, that there is nobody to ask, nobody to seek. There was no avenue for proper growth. Ami yesh lehishayin, who do we rely on? Alavina shemashamayim. Be'ikvus to Mashiach. At the times of Mashiach, right before Mashiach, chutzpah yaske, there'll be an increase of chutzpah. It's interesting lashon of, why do we call it ikvas of the Mashiach? So the Gra brings down that, where do we see this lashon of ekev? V'yodoy echezes ba'akev Esav. That when Yaakov came out, that Yaakov was grabbing onto the heel of Esav. And this represents Esav, his chelek was olam hazeh. Yaakov's chelek was olam haba. That Yaakov grabbing on, and what we're talking about here is the ikfas unto Mashiach. At the times of Mashiach, Mashiach is really Yaakov, because if Yaakov's chelek was Olam Haba, grabbing onto Olam Hazeh. You might say Mashiach is at the end really part of Olam Hazeh. It's not Olam Haba. And therefore, it represents Yaakov grabbing on, ikfas unto Mashiach, he's grabbing on to the right before the Mashiach, meaning he's trying to chop a chelek from Esav of Olam Hazeh. That's the Yemais HaMashiach. So that's ikfas unto Mashiach. It's as Yemais HaMashiach approach, chutzpah yaski, there'll be more chutzpah, will increase, the yukar yamir, and costs will soar, right? All economic sort of issues. Hagefen titemperia. Okay, you will have plenty of the wine. However, v'yayim v'yoker, it'll be very expensive. Everybody's going to be busy throwing parties. They're consuming a lot of alcohol, and wine will be very expensive. That's what Rashi says. U'machas tehepach l'minos, you'll have machas that turns to minus, v'ein techachas, there is nobody to give musar. Beis vad, yeh lezoinis. What was the Beis Medrash, that'll become a Beis Zoinus. Why? And that's practical, Rashi says, because where were the Bate Midrashim in those days? They were outside the city. So if nobody's learning Torah anymore, so then the Zoinus take it over. They had this empty house on the outskirts of the city. You don't have a Beis Zoinus inside the city, you're outside the city. Okay, v'ha-galil yacharev, and the Galil will be destroyed, v'ha-gavlon yashum. And some translate ha-gavlon is an area. Others say that it refers to Gvul, the idea of the fact that the boundaries that were set by Torah will be destroyed, Shemama. The boundaries will be destroyed. They'll surround each city, and there will be no mercy, no favor, no quarters given. Tasriach, and the chachma of the seifrim, referring to the Tamid Chachamim, will spoil the chet yimasu. People who are afraid of chet will become disgusting. But MST and Nederes, MS will be absent. Ne'orim pinei zaken yalbinu, that the children will embarrass the elders. The kenim yamdu epektanim, and the elders will stand up for the ketanim. And ben menovel av bas, that a son will denigrate his father. Bas kama biima, a daughter will rise up against her mother. Kala v'chamaisa, daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Oyve ish Who will be the Oyvei Ish? Who are his enemies? Anshei Beisai. A lot of internal fighting within families. Pnei Hadar, famous memra, Pnei Hadar, Pnei Kelev, that the face of the nation will be like the face of a dog. Okay, so a couple different pshatim given here. Mechana Vassman brings down, he said, Rishem Yerushal Salanter, that if when you watch a dog getting walked by its master, it looks, the perception is, that the dog is walking the master. The dog's always ahead of the master. Yet he's looking back, but he's that's how it looks. He says, so too, that even though it looks like the leaders in our generation, if you want to know what does it mean of this area, is that the leaders of Klal Yisrael in our generation, it's going to look like they're officially leaders. They're in the positions. But ultimately, they're going to be responsible to the Baal Batim. They're going to be responsible to the bad people in the generation. Okay, populism. There's not going to be real leadership. It's going to be populism. That's this idea of Pnei, Pnei Hadar ki Pnei HaKelev. That's one example. Chafetz Chaim also says that Pnei Hadar ki Pnei HaKelev is that a dog, when it gets hit with a stick, it thinks it's the stick hitting it. It doesn't recognize that it's somebody holding the stick that's hitting him. And it thinks it's a stick. It chases the stick around and thinks it's a stick. And so too, that the Pnei Hadar is that the leadership of the generation is going to be searching for answers that are not, we're not understanding who's hitting us. We keep on blaming it on anti-Semitism. We keep on blaming it on external factors. It's other Goyim. When really it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's this lack of understanding where the ultimate Makkah and what the message is coming from. So, okay, let's see. Haben Eina Mizbayish Me Aviv, a son is not embarrassed from his father. What do we rely on? Okay, let's go back. So we said the first troops of when the we had Pumas show Aspenias, when Vespasian came. So that's when Gazra Ataras Chasanim. Vala Eris. Amarav Loishanu on Ataras Chasanim El Shamelach. So this was some sort of, this is what the brides would wear, Ataras Chasanim of some sort of crown. So again, it was a hider. It was extra simcha, so he took it away concurrent with this tzara. So now, he said, only Loishanu El Shamelach V'gafres. That's only if it was made out of a rock, salt, and sulfur. Right? Like it was etched in, it was fancy. Like we would engrave in gold, we had engraved in this rock, salt, gafres. Aval Shal Hadas V'shal Vered. But if it's of hadasim or roses, so then that would be allowed. If it's made out of leaves, branches, flowers, we could have a crown like that. Mutter. V'shmuel Amar Af Shal Hadas V'shal Vered. It's going to be Aser Shal Kanavich Shal Chilas. If it's made out of like yucky gross stuff, Kanam reeds and Chilas is like sedge, seaweed sort of material, then it'll be Mutter V'levi Amar Af Shal Kanavich Shal Chilas is also going to be Aser. You can't wear any Ataris Chasanam V'chein Toni Levi Masnisa Af Shal Kanavich Shal Chilas also it's going to be Aser. V'ale Eros. We took away Eros. What's Eros? My Eros Amar V'lazar Tavlo D'chad Puma was a bell that had one mouth that would make a very nice sound. Rabbi Bar Rav Huna Avadle the Bray Tanbura. He made a tambourine for his son, that sort of instrument. Asa Avua, his father came Tavre, he broke it. Amar le Michlef Tavle Dechad Puma. It's too much simcha, it's too nice, it's too like this Tavle Dechad Puma, which they took away, this instrument. Zil Avadle, so he gave him, he said, if you feel the need to play an instrument, here's the instrument you can play. Zil Avadle Apuma Dechatzva. Okay, you can play drums on the mouth of a barrel, a Apuma Dechfiza, or on the top of a pitcher. In other words, you can't have anything too fancy as far as instrumentation is concerned. Bupoma Shal Titus Gozrel Ataras. Kalis. They were Gezer and Ataras Kalis. So that was Din Titus, 52 years after Vespasian, Rashi says. That is when they were Gezer and Ataras Kalis. So that is, the other one was Ataras Chasanim, this is Ataras Kalis. My Ataras Kalis, Amar Rabbi Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Ir Shel Zahav. It's this brooch, this very fancy, we had it Bavei Aisha, and Ir Shel Zahav, that was a certain sort of adornment that a woman used to wear. It was commensurate with a chash of a lady. A chash of lady would wear it. So Tanya Nami Hachi, certain chashivas Ezo Ataras Kalas, Ir Shel Zav, Aval Isa Isa Kipa Shel Milas, but if you're going to make something for the lady to wear, she can wear a woolen cap. Tana Afal Chupas Chasanim Gozu. Also, they were also guys on Chupas Chasanim, by Chupas Chasanim, Zahiris Hamizoavis. Okay, that is a certain talis, like a nice beged that had metal or gold plates in it. That was too fancy, so they were mevatel that. Tani Nami Hachi, Elim Chupas Chasanim, Zahiris Hamizoavis. Again, that's a certain tapestry that had gold in it. Aval Isa Papyrus. The toilet book called Mashiyirza. Okay, you can make a papyrus, that's other, again, some sort of cap, and you could hang gold strands in it, but it can't be this fancy sort of tapestry with gold, plates on it. V'shalo yilmad es b'nei Yevanus. So what is the story here? We're saying Shalo yilmad es b'nei Yevanus. So we're saying that they were geyser at that time. So here's the backstory. So essentially at the end of the second Beis HaMikdash, what really brought about the end. You had the Hashmonaim; they took over from the Greeks. They defeated them, and then at the end of the Hashmonaim reign, so you had a civil war. Okay, that Aristobulus and Hyrcanus. Essentially, there were two brothers. One was weaker. The younger one was stronger. He was put in charge. And the weaker one got enlisted the help of the Roman officials. So he went to Rome, and he brought Rome into Eretz Yisrael. And because he brought them in, eventually, when the side that Rome had backed in the civil war, the other side was starting to win. So Rome came, and that was their impetus to come in and take over. So now, kishetzaru malchus beis chashanai zelzeh, how you horkenes v'bachotz, v'aristobulus mevifnim. So you had a siege. You had horkenes on the outside, aristobulus on the inside. V'chol yoyim v'yoyim, how you meshalshun dinarim bekupa. So they would lower dinarim, money down. So they wanted to bring the carbon talmud. So the people inside would lower down money, umalim t'midim, and the people on the outside would give them t'midim. So at least this way, Carbon Atomid service in the Beis HaMikdash could continue. Yes, it was a civil war. They were fighting within Klal Yisrael, but at least they can have the Karbanos. So then, Hayisham Zachin Echad, there was an old man who was inside. He understood. It was either a special dialect, or Rashi Menachos says that it was a sort form of sign language. Okay, so he understood the Chachmas Yivanis. Lazlahem b'chachmas yivanis, okay, he was able to give over the following message using this chachmas yivanis, amalam yitet to them, kol zman sha'asukim ba'avoida, as long as you allow the avoida to go on, then einim sarim b'yedchem. You'll never be able to attack the city. L'machar shil shalulam dinarim, they lowered, the people inside lowered down dinarim, b'kupa, v'helulam chazir. And instead of sending up two nice seirim for the carbon, for the carbon tamid, they sent the pig back up. Kimchi gila chatzi chayma, and got to the halfway up the wall. Not siparnam nizdazeya, Eretz Yisrael meas parsa. Okay, this was the end. Okay, that the nails of the chazir got stuck in the wall, and this caused an earthquake. Oisushah amru, they said, aru adam she yagdil chazir. Number one, the fact that there are even pigs there, that's a curse. But aru adam she yomad levnai chachmas yivadis. Or, right, it's a curse, a person who teaches his son, Chachmas Yivanis, Alei Soshana, and at that time, okay, meaning that because the Talmud stopped, so they were able to intensify the siege, and Shaninu Maisa, that they taught the following Maisa, Uba Oimer Migagas Trifin, that there was normally for the Oimer, it was supposed to be brought, ties into the time now, but it was supposed to be brought from the Zrayim, from the plantings that were right around Yerushalayim. They had to go all the way to Gagas Trifim because the siege had destroyed, they were so successful that they destroyed all of the planting, all of the vegetation that was in the area, that they had to bring wheat for the Shtei Halachim from Bikas Ein Seicher. Okay, so again, the point is, because of this Maisa, the Chachamim said, no more Chachamim Yivanis. Any, in fact, the Gemara, really, you're telling me that Yivanis had to stop from a Rebbe, Baritz Yisrael, Lashon Sursi, Lamali, why would you ever speak Lashon Sursi? Ela, I Lashon HaKadosh, I Lashon Yivanis. We have Lashon HaKadosh, Lashon Yivanis. So we see, you speak Yivanis. Amar Rav Yosef, B'bava Lashon Arami, Lama, why do you ever need to speak Lashon Arami? Ela, I Lashon HaKadosh, I Lashon Parsi. But the point is, we see from this Memra, that they were speaking Lashon Yivanis. So Gemara says there's a difference. Lashon Yivanis L'chod, that's speaking Greek, that's fine. The Chachmas Yivanis L'chod, the Chachmas Yivanis. So like we said, it's either a different dialect or a remiza. The Chachmas Yivanis mi Asira. Really, you're telling me Chachmas Yivanis is Asir? Remember, Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Mishur Mishim Gamliel. My Dechsef, the pasuk says, "Eini Yodel Anashi Mikol Benois Irai." Pasuk in Eicha says, "Okay," meaning that this is a Yolala. So, right, Eini Yodel Anashi. Whoa, this is to my soul. Mikol Benois Irai. Elif Yoldim. What are we referring to? That there were 1,000 Yoladim. Hayu Beis Abba. 1,000 children in Beis Abba. The Chamesh Me'ayis Lamdu Taira, 500 of the 1,000 learned Taira. Chamesh Me'ayis Lamdu Chachmas Yivanis, 500 learned Chachmas Yivanis. Lo Dishtar Mehem Ela Ani. I'm the only one left from these 1,000. Ani Kan Uben Achi Abba Be'Asya. So me and one other guy survived. But the point is that the way we were raised, we were learning Chachmas Yivanis. Half of the 1,000 students in that yeshiva, half were learning Torah and half were learning Chachmas Yivanis. So the Gemara says, Shani Shabbos Rav Gamliel, Dekraven Lamalchus Havu, because they were carving Lamalchus, and therefore they needed to know it, that this was the dialect or the way that the Roman officials in the, you know, in the political arena, this is how they converse. So they needed to know it. They needed to be able to put in a good word for Klal Yisrael, to be able to provide some sort of Hatzalah for Klal Yisrael, and therefore they needed it. The Tanya, we see this similar idea, that even something that the Chachamim were Gezer, that to Aser, that there are certain instances where we say that it's allowed. Misaper kumi, hareze midarchei amayu. That normally to get this certain type of hair stuff, haircut that has like blurious, that was a haircut that was normally for the goyim, that was for avodah zara, that was midarchei amayu. Avtulus ben Ruvein hitiru lesaper kumi. They allowed him to get this haircut. Shukarv lemalchus shabeis from Gamliel. Okay, so shukarv lemalchus because again he had political influence. So he put in a good word for the yidden. Shabeis from Gamliel hitiru lehem chachmas yivanis. And similarly, we see this idea just like the shabeis from Gamliel. They allowed him to learn chachmas yivanis with pnei shekrov lemalchus. Okay, the pomas ha'achron gozru shleitetz akala ba'apirion. They said that a kala should not go out ba'apirion. And then we said later it became mutter. That's what the Gemara is going on. My taima. Why did the chachamim later undo the ban on a pirion? Because mishum tsniusa. Right. It was to go out in a canopy. So it used to be it was very open. So we wanted to have a matzav of tsnius around it. And therefore they said they did away with that ban, which originally they imposed the ban on the apirion because it was fancy. But then, when it became a lack of tznius, they said, "Okay, put it back." Mishmeser b'yichinin batla chachma. Tan rabbanu mishmeser b'lazar nignas sefer Torah. The sefer Torah was buried. What does that mean? That absolutely referred to the sefer Torah. That means the fact that he was a bal halachas mipishmua harbe. Rashi says v'sduris befilled ki ilu. He knew it so well as ki ilu kasev b'tayra. The sefer Torah. Mishmeser b'yishua batla etza umachshava. We lost etza umachshava. Mishmeser b'yikiva batlu zroye Torah. Okay, that was the supports of Torah. Right, all the things that Rabbi Kiva. Oimek Rashi says svara, okay, v'lis mechtame Torah shabal peh al midrash hamikrais etc. Minestatu mayanos hachachma and the mayanos, the wells of chachma, the wellsprings of Torah were stuffed up. Mishreisa v'lozer ben Azaria butlu ataras chachma. Shataras chachma, we lost the crown of chachma. Shataras chachma ashra. Mishmeisa v'chinin mendoisa butlu anche maisa. We lost the anche maisa. We lost people that were on this high level. Mishmeis Abi Yosi ben Katunta batlu chasidim. We lost the chasidim. Lomanek Rishma Abi Yosi ben Katunta. This was like we had in the Mishnah. Why was he called Abi Yosi ben Katunta? Shayim Tane chasidim. He was the minor. He was the last one. Mishmeis ben Azai. This we did quote in the Mishnah. Batlu ashakdanim. Those are the people who the real masmidim. Ben Azai nashi chashku atari. Mishmeis ben Zayma batlu hadarshanim. Mishmeis Rishim Gamaliel. Some of these are a repeat of what we already had. Mishmeis Rishim Gamaliel. Allah gubai. When Gamaliel died, then locusts came, v'rabu tzaris. Mishmeis Rebbe, hochfulu tzaris. The tzaris double. Now, we said one thing at the end, Mishmeis Rebbe, batla anava v'yereschit, which we said was Rabbi Talmidim speaking. Amalei Rav Yosef Latana, by the way, lotisni anava, don't mention anava. Don't say there's no more anava. De'ika anava, because I'm an anava. Okay, of course, everybody asks here, how could you say I'm an anava? There are many different answers given, but the ika ana, one answer is that ana is an amira, but that we can't find any amira named ana, so it's problematic. But there are other answers given, the ika ana, that he wasn't saying it. He was saying that just like someone like me, I'm an ana, so therefore there's a lot of people who are ana, and you can't say, rive, that rive people are. I'm just a regular guy. That's what he was saying. And that's where everybody's holding. That's one shot. So he wasn't doing it to lift himself up. Amar le'Rav Nachman, letana le'tisni yireschet de'ika ana, because there is yireschet. Now it's interesting here, if you look on the bottom, just past the Hadron, I don't know where it is in your Gemara, but niyes nuscha is kasav b'mishna maimer zeh, that after, there is a nusach here that brings in the famous of Milos, Asara Milos or Pinchas ben Yair. Right, Pinchas ben Yair, Aimer. Zahiris maybe the day Zrizus, Zrizus maybe the day Nikias, Nikias maybe the day Tahara, Tahara maybe the day Precious, Precious maybe the day Kedusha, Kedusha maybe the day Anava, Anava maybe the day Yerashchet, Cheshchet maybe the day Chasidus, Chasidus maybe the Ruach HaKadosh. So it goes all the way back up. If you've been watching the progression of where we went, we came from losing Ruach HaKadosh all the way down. So if Masechta Sekta ends a little bit on depressing, if you have this Girsa, if your Gair is this Girsa, it's very nice. The Marsha explains it. Instead, what we're saying is even though we lost all the Chacham and on a cloud level, we started with losing Ruach HaKadosh all the way down, Anshe Maisa, Torah, all of that. But there is a way on an individual level to get it back. How, the Sefer Rosman said, if Zahiris, if a person practices Zahiris, you can get the Zrizis, you can get all the way back to Chasidus. Okay, what do we say? Chasidus, maybe a little Ruach HaKadosh, Ruach HaKadosh, maybe a little Tchias HaMeisim, Tchias HaMeisim, Ba, Aydei Eliyahu HaNavi. So we can get all, we can reattain those Milas, at least on an individual level, by working on ourselves. If you're Gary said at the end here, but it certainly would end it in a nice cycle, a nice loop back around to give us something that's a little bit of a more positive ending. Mazel tov to all the Mesayimim, Yashikayach.